You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Part of getting older means you can't get around like you used to. Maybe you can't drive a car anymore or hike up those big San Francisco hills to catch the bus. So a lot of seniors rely on private transit service, vans or shuttles to pick them up and take them places. One company that provides that, among other things, like senior centers and medical benefits, is OnLock Lifeways. You may have seen their big blue and green shuttle vans cruising around San Francisco. What's it like to depend on one of these senior transit services? KALW's Isabel Angel hitched a ride on an OnLock van to find out. First, let's meet the driver.
My name is Esteban Escobedo, and I drive for OnLock Lifeways. And I've been driving seniors for 3 years.
He used to be a cook for OnLock. After I join him, Escobedo's first pickup is in a garage under OnLock's 30th Street Senior Day Center in San Francisco's Bernal Heights neighborhood. He helps three women board the van and starts up the engine.
Ready?
We were born ready.
And we're off. First stop, Potrero Hill.
My name is Camille Coates, C-O-A-T-S, and I've been going to OnLock for about 3 years.
We're riding the van right now. Where are you going?
Home.
Without the van, would you be able to get around?
No, I wouldn't be able to get around because all my children are at work and they don't want me riding the bus anywhere because I'm a faller. I trip over the air and fall.
Gravity pockets?
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
OnLock Lifeways started in San Francisco, where it serves almost 1,000 people. It began as a senior day center in 1971, then expanded to include health services, home care, and transportation. It also operates on a smaller scale in Fremont and San Jose. OnLock gives almost 500 rides in San Francisco every day to people like Camille Coates. The vans drive to the senior centers, doctor's appointments, and other OnLock activities. But Coates says the vans don't go everywhere.
We should go to Vegas.
Maybe you should start a petition. OnLock to Vegas.
I know. That'd be cool.
That would be great.
Sounds like he's on board.
Cool, huh? Yeah.
Coates is friendly with the other women on the bus. It's a fun ride. We pull up to an apartment building near the top of the hill. It's Coates' stop.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. It was nice to meet you.
It
was nice meeting you, too.
Escobedo helps Coates off the van and makes sure she gets to her door. Then we're off again, winding our way through Mission Bay en route to Pacific Heights.
I'm Christina Atkinson, and I'm born and raised here. I've been gone for 40 years. I just came back 3 years ago.
Her sister lives here.
And then I was living over on State Street off Castro, and I fell down the stairs and I busted my head open and I almost died.
That fall left her severely disabled. She uses a walker and has memory problems.
I don't leave my house by myself. I have nurses that come 7 days a week, and the bus picks me up in the morning and then it takes me home in the afternoon.
Is there a cost issue for you?
No.
No,
they don't cost me nothing. I didn't know that until recently. I went, oh, that's good, because I don't have a lot of money for it to cost me something.
A rep from OnLock says that's very common. 96% of its participants have the program's cost completely covered by Medicare and Medi-Cal. And there are other low-cost or free van ride programs for seniors in San Francisco. The biggest is SF Paratransit, which is a private service overseen by the city's Municipal Transportation Agency. SF Paratransit serves over 11,000 seniors. The van stops in front of Atkinson's apartment in Pacific Heights. Escobedo hops out and helps her use the lift in the back of the van.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good one.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
On the way back to OnLock, Escobedo pulls over to the side of the road so we can talk. He tells me he loves his job.
You know, different seniors, different stories, different lives, different languages. Myself, you know, I speak English. A little Spanish, no, more Spanish than English. and I learned, you know, how to speak a few words of Chinese.
Can you say good morning in Chinese?
Ni homa.
What about Filipino?
Like, se como está boca yo? That's like, how are you?
What about Japanese?
Ohayo means good morning.
Christine was saying she wouldn't be able to go anywhere without unlock driving.
Yes, I know, because they rely on us, and then it's like I told them, sometimes we have a job because of you guys, and then you know, it's like a both, it works both ways. It's like a good relationship between a senior and maybe a driver, and that's really good.
Almost 15% of San Francisco's population is over 65. That's nearly 120,000 people. For those who can't get around on their own, transit services like this get them out and about and living. In San Francisco, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents. You can find more information about shuttle services for seniors at klw.org. Click on Cross Currents. And we'd like to hear about your experiences. Call our feedback line at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.